Welcome to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And this is a special episode because we have an interview with Brian Sims. Who is Brian Sims, Ray?
Why, Brian K. Sims is a Democratic member of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives in the 182nd District. Elected in 2012, Sims is also a lawyer and activist on LGBT civil rights. Sims is the first openly gay elected state legislator in Pennsylvania history.
Yes, and
he's awful kind of woofy.
Yes. So we were in P-Town. I was in P-Town last week in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and I got to interview him. So here's an interview with Brian Sims. Welcome to Bear Podcast. I am Nard, and joining me today is Brian Sims, and he's the Pennsylvania representative.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes, awesome. So this is your first time in P-Town?
I'm a P-Town and a Bear Week virgin.
Oh, really? Okay, that's awesome.
Well, virgin no longer, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's right. And you're here for the whole week?
I'm here the whole week. I head back probably Friday afternoon.
Okay. You're here, and you are pretty much a celebrity. I guess that's right.
To my mom and my dog.
That's right. Yeah, in the Bear community, you're pretty much known, and it's an honor to have you in the show.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Yes, and you were a team captain back then?
I was. I was the captain of my college football team.
College football?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you big shift from there, you went to law, and then now you're in politics.
I suppose it's a big shift, or a lot more football players would probably be in politics, but it didn't seem like one for me. I knew my whole life I was going to go to law school, and probably the biggest shift was going from law to politics. I don't think I ever envisioned being elected office until I sort of made the decision to run for this office.
Okay. So tell us, how did you get into politics in the first place?
Because of a good friend of mine who's now a judge, a guy named Dan Anders, Judge Dan Anders. Pennsylvania lacks all LGBT civil rights, but we have a lot of very strong, very sort of storied LGBT organizations, especially in Philadelphia. And a friend of mine had been involved in them for years and years and years as sort of a very out, very active gay lawyer. And 5 or 6 years ago, he ran for judge, and I helped. And one of the things that happens when you become a judge is you can't be involved in the nonprofit, the public interest, the advocacy work.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of tell people I was in a lot of lines where everyone else stepped backward, and my kind of dumb ass was still sitting there. And
oh, yeah.
I got really heavily engaged at Equality Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. the National Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund, among others. And it just became really clear that... that part of the reason my state was lacking all civil rights is because we had zero out representation.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's true. So tell us about Tom Wolf for governor.
So Pennsylvania has this really unique thing that for the better part of, I think, like 80 years, we have elected every governor we've had to 2 terms, and they've been followed by the governor from the opposite party. So we've gone 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat. And then to Democrats, we got a gift, so to speak, in how awful our current governor has been. We have a Republican governor who's now running for re-election, and he's going to lose, and it's going to break the cycle.
Yeah.
I believe he's the lowest polling governor in Pennsylvania history, at least modern history. He's one of the lowest polling governors in U.S. history,
okay.
and for good measure, he's not done a good job for anybody in the state. And we had a really solid Democratic primary in Pennsylvania,
yeah.
And Tom won the primary. Back in May, and it has since been sort of taken his message to the state about what he can do differently and why he'll do it differently. Fully supportive of LGBT civil rights, whatever
yeah,
it's worth.
Awesome.
All of our Democratic primary candidates were, but Tom's has got a commitment in his workplace and now in his sort of policy making to be a supporter of gay rights, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, I've been reading about him too. I think he's going to be a good.
He's a good guy. And he's going to be a really good governor.
That's right. Okay. Yesterday or the other day. I saw some T-shirts.
I've seen a couple of T-shirts while I was here, too.
So what do you think of Brian Sims for president in 2016?
No. You know, here's the thing. It's meant to be flattering, and it is completely flattering. I not only would I not let somebody vote for me for president, I think the people around me know quite clearly that I have no interest in it. And
okay.
I think that the people that do and the people that have excelled at it have that's been a part of who they've wanted to be for a long time. I'm such a huge supporter of Hillary Clinton. I hope Elizabeth Warren is in the White House sooner than later. I'd love to see Tammy Baldwin in the White House sooner than later. But it's not for me, and it doesn't interest me at all.
Okay.
I like where I'm at the moment a lot. Mm-hmm. I like collaborative leadership. I think you and I would solve any problem better than one of us would alone. And I much prefer to be in that environment.
Yeah, that's true. So, okay, what can you say about aspiring gay and lesbian politicians trying to, you know, getting involved? What advice can you give?
Two really important things is there are more nonprofits and public interest organizations right now, advocacy organizations, doing good work on everything from civil rights to the environment that desperately need our voices, where you need to be engaged. And it's a really great platform. It's a really good opportunity to sort of hone your ideology, yeah, and work with people that are going to test you and push you. So I say get involved. It's a win-win. Organizations get our voice, and we get the experience that really I think more legislators need. Mm-hmm. The other part is don't think for a moment that running for office is a referendum on anybody's personal life. We've seen for the better part of 35, 45 years now what happens when elected officials tell us that what we're electing are these sort of pristine, you know, sort of unchallenged, unchallengeable people. And that's ridiculous. I'm not looking for an ivory tower in a person or an ideology. And I think that when we run as our whole selves, we run in a much more approachable way.
Yeah.
Like you said earlier that what was identifiable, I'd like to think, when I ran was just a guy who had worked hard for the people around him and thought he could do better than the person that was there. That's very simple. And that doesn't take a lifetime of experience. It doesn't take a lifetime of a specialty in anything. Mm-hmm. Frankly, legislatures need more mechanics. They need more therapists. They need a ton more women,
yeah,
than they need lawyers. So, you know, I think that people need to get beyond the idea that it is something that only other people with different or more experience do. It's something that we need everybody to do.
That's good to hear. Okay, so one last question that some of our audience might want to know. Are you seeing someone?
I'm not seeing anyone.
You're not seeing anyone?
Nope. I'm dating the state capital of Pennsylvania at the moment.
Oh, and
it's
God.
A rough relationship.
It's a lot of work. Yeah.
It is. A lot of upkeep. But no, I'm not. I think I'd have a really hard time trying to explain to somebody, you know, honey, I will be home at 6 or 7 or Tuesday or October. So not at the moment.
Mm-hmm. I said that's the last question. Actually, I do have a few more. What are you planning this year? The rest of the year.
It's still a big year. I've got a gubernatorial election happening in my state, and it's putting pressure right now on my current elected officials, which I think is very positive for civil rights in general. I'm still in a state that, although we got marriage back in May,
yes.
doesn't have any other LGBT civil rights. And we've got all of this legislation that's sitting out there. Our current governor, despite all of his problems, has sort of tacitly come out in support of some of it. I think there's a chance that we're going to see a lot of movement on gay rights bills, not just in my next governor's first term, but maybe in the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of travel coming up. I'm going to be in Cleveland for the gay games. I'm going to be...
Oh, that's right.
Right? I'm going to be in
Cleveland. It's going to be there.
California for a couple of visits this fall. I'm going to be in Seattle. I'm going to be getting around a lot this
that's
next...
Awesome. That's awesome. You're going to be busy. You're going to be a big busy
I'm guy. Always busy, but it's good. It's really good.
Yes. Well... Thank you so much for joining me in the show. It's always
a great time.
A pleasure.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Brian, for joining us in the show, and thank you for everything that you do.
And good luck on your re-election this year.
If you want to comment on the show, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voice message at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call, leave us a voice message, comment on the show, tell us what you think about Brian, any other topic we've talked about.
And subscribe by iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for watching, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how many interviews you do on other people's couches, but I like it.
Oh, yeah. I like couch interviews.
That sounds really good.